Pat Life.
Greetings, Xenophiles. Snowing again. It's madness. What's happening outside? That was recorded last Saturday in Arenele Romane when Boombox came into Bucharest. I caught it on my iPhone. Simple as that. It was a marvellous gig, honestly. And I think every Ukrainian in town was there. And mostly young women, understandably. And very pleasantly, I have to say. And in the background here is the unmistakable drumming of Clem Burke. Who's he? He's the drummer that you never noticed because he was sitting behind Debbie Harry.
Okay.
I'm from Blondie. Yeah, lost him on Sunday, sadly. But this probably the showcases his drumming better than anything else. Dreaming. On this day in 1633, bananas went on sale for the first time in London. Yep. In 1849, Walter Hunt patented the safety pin and promptly sold the rights to it for $400. Probably a mistake. On this day in 1912, the RMS Titanic set sail from Southampton. And I think we all know how that story ends. Yeah, with that really expensive movie.
Like the stock
market. Yeah. Yes, correct. And happy birthday to Sophie Ellis Bextor, who's 46, and to Daisy Ridley, Star Wars, 33. So our guest this week, if you've been listening already, you know our guest is coming from Sri Lanka. Now, Ruben.
Yes.
Yes, hello. We made it through the snow.
Yes.
And you got here before me.
Yes, yeah. I anticipated the traffic and yes, I good. Got here before you.
Good, good, good. First question before we go into the four chapters. You know the story by now. The first question of the night is the hardest one and is Ruben Jayathas. Who do you think you are?
That's a good question. I just think I'm a normal human being who's trying to make some kind of difference and touching people's lives as much as I can.
Good, good. In a positive way.
Absolutely.
And we'll find out exactly how in a positive way in a minute. We start the story, as always.
Expat Life.
They're all back.
Tell me about your childhood.
As the man said. So, you were born in Sri Lanka, but where? It's a big place.
Yeah, so I was born in the capital city of Colombo. Back in 1978, Colombo is a mix of chaos, and you have different cultures there. You have the Sinhalese who make up the majority, and then you have the Tamils, which is what I belong to. Then you have the Muslims, and then you have the Burghers, who are direct descendants of the Dutch. So you have all four of these communities living together in Colombo. So you get different food. different areas. And I used to live very close to the ocean. So it was a fantastic time.
Now, is it kind of all mixed up, or are there very clearly defined zones for the different cultures?
Yes, there can be areas where everybody coexists, but sometimes there are also areas which are clearly demarcated for different cultures, simply because people have just congregated. And Sri Lankan being a very communal society, they tend to congregate around the same community. So you do get the mix as well, but then you also get the separations.
Right. And but it's a big old city, right? So it felt like proper urban skyscrapers and concrete, yeah?
Well, there wasn't many skyscrapers when we were growing up, so it was fairly flat. A lot of buildings left over from the British times, because it wasn't too long ago, because we were a colony. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the buildings were just there, and you had like one or two skyscrapers which were like landmarks where you would go to visit.
Right. Yeah, and so were you part of a big family? Did you have to fight for attention?
No. So I have just one brother. So okay. And he went to a rival school. So we used to always beat each other up during the cricket matches.
Because you had an excuse, because you went to rival schools.
Exactly. So
excellent. Normally brothers just beat each other up because they can.
Yeah.
Were you the big brother or the little one?
I was the big one.
Okay, so yeah, you were in charge then.
Yes, I was.
Very much so. And so you were growing, there was some, let's say, turbulent times during your childhood, right?
Yeah. So in 1983, when I was just five, we had a massive ethnic riots there, which kind of precipitated the civil war, which went on from there for like 30 years, resulted in more than 100,000 people dying, and it came to an end in 2009. Mm-hmm. So we kind of grew up, although Colombo was not directly affected. We did have periods of time when you would have suicide bombers and things like that in the capital city, although the war was focused more on the north and east. Mm-hmm. So we grew up in these times, and we kind of took it for granted then. We didn't really realize the gravity of it.
Well, I was thinking, you said you were like 5 years old, right? So just starting to figure out how the world works at that age, and suddenly this is how the world works.
Yeah. I mean, it becomes the new normal for us. And, you know, when you kind of step out of that, you kind of realize how things are.
And it was, yeah, it was normal for you. That's the strange thing, isn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah. Ooh. And it could leave some scars if you're not careful.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we kind of focus on now is being aware of what you've experienced, and to build up more sensitivities, and to realize the mistakes that were made and make sure that it never happens again.
Right. Yeah, understood. Despite all this, how was school for you?
School was a mixed bag. So most of the subjects that we were studying in our time was fairly boring for us, except a few, like math and science was interesting. But then school life was pretty interesting, because the moment school was out at 2, we would go down to the beach, we would either swim or play rugby or play cricket. And life was a lot more fun. It was all about being out, riding our bikes, playing.
Rugby and cricket, but no football?
No, I mean, it was rugby and cricket purely. Football was kind of unheard of in that time.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And out of school, well, you mentioned out of school was the football, the cricket, the riding your bikes, because you had the beach.
Yes.
And therefore everything happened around or on the beach.
Yeah. Beach life was kind of central to it.
So things like holiday, I mean, that's evenings and weekends taken care of. But what about holidays? Why would you go anywhere?
Most of the time we just traveled into the mountains when it was much cooler. Mm-hmm. Because Sri Lanka, Colombo is usually baking at 32, 33 degrees.
Right.
So we would go into the mountains, which is like only 4 hours away.
Oh, okay.
And you would be in tea country and much cooler temperatures, 15, 16 degrees.
Oh, much better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And while you were going through, let's say, your high school years, because you moved to the British education system at a point. Why? What was that about?
So when I was finishing up my ordinary levels, which is what you do around 16 years of age, I was introduced to the British system, which is at that moment what the cool kids were doing, because it was more right. expensive to do it. But then when I started doing those subjects, I kind of realized that I really liked them, because they had physics, bio, chemistry kind of split out.
Right.
And then I kind of also found studying in the English language a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just segued into that and stayed there throughout my further education.
Right, so that kind of also answers one of my other questions. You were in about the physics, the chemistry, the maths and the sciences, and
yes.
rather than the humanities and
yes.
the arts. Right, okay. So what were you imagining when I finish my school, I'm going to be an astronaut, a lawyer, a doctor, what? Engineer, probably.
Yeah, I always fancied becoming an aeronautical engineer because I was just fascinated by jet engines and how they worked. Mm-hmm. But obviously, my parents couldn't afford it, so I kind of moved into the IT field, learned HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and kind of then from there on moved into my current
trajectory. Because you can kind of learn that yourself, but we'll come on to that in a minute, whether you were entirely self-taught. give your throat a small rest. And it's time already to play your first piece of music. And you picked some Chemical Brothers. They wanted to be called the Dust Brothers, but apparently there's already a band in the US called that.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, so they had to pick another name. I think Chemical Brothers is a better name anyway. So, let's think. I mean, you went pretty much...
heavy duty, yes.
Hey, girls.
Why?
This takes me back to my clubbing days. I mean, Chemical Brothers was the mainstay in Sri Lankan clubs.
Yeah?
Yeah, together with Darud and... Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know Chemical Brothers? You had a massive audience in Sri Lanka. You do now. Let's listen. Listen to that when you're driving, and you're guaranteed a speeding ticket, right?
Exactly.
It's going to go faster and faster and faster. Now, in a regular series, Antonia Maria Tanase continues now her reports about useful apps that you can use on your phone to make your life in Romania easier. Today's app is especially for expats. It's called Intonations.
Aplicații letale.
If you're an expat here in Bucharest, there is an app that was created specifically for you and all other expats around the world. Enter Intonations, a platform meant to help expats get accustomed to the place they're moving to and find similar people. The app offers you information about your new home, as well as the opportunity to participate to all kinds of events that are organized by the local community of expats in the city. And if you're scared that maybe you won't find people with the same interests that you have, the Bucharest Intonations community is made up of 9,000 members, with 17 events being organized every month. Football games, Christmas parties, you name it, there's something for everyone. Here's two expats from Denmark who have a blog dedicated to the topic, Mike and Derek from Rope Trotting, sharing their experience.
Expats are people who have recently likely moved to the country, or they don't have that deep of a friend or family base since it's not where they're originally from. This means they're going to be more inclined to be able to make room for new friends, and also probably they're going to be more outgoing people. I mean, they were willing to get up and move to a new place. That probably means they're going to be more willing to reach out to new people from different places.
Yeah, they need to make friends too.
Absolutely.
So they're going to be very open to it.
And honestly, for us, this is part of why our very first group of friends was all expats. It was other people from other places who were very welcoming to us when we arrived.
According to them, expat friends are very helpful and open people, and it's easier to connect to them than to locals, especially when you're new in town. So what are you waiting for? Go download the app and find your people. Intonations is free, and it can be found both on Apple Store and Google Play.
Aplicații letale.
I downloaded that this afternoon, and I've already found three new guests for this show.
Nice.
Good people gather around Radio Gorilla.
Expat Life.
Money, money, money.
Welcome back, Expat Life, Ruben Jayathas. Am I getting it right?
Yep.
Okay, good. It is a theme on this show that I pronounce people's names badly, you know, because I'm English and everything. So we're going to move on a little bit. Now, you said that you would have liked to have done aeronautical engineering, but you couldn't afford the school fees for it. So you went into IT.
Yep.
How, what, why?
Yeah, I kind of stumbled into it, actually. I was 17 years old. And not really knowing what to do. And then a friend of mine said, hey, we're opening up this internet cafe in Colombo.
Remember when they were a thing?
Oh, wow. And would you like to work there? And it was like the coolest place to be and be seen.
Oh, yes.
So I said, yes, sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
And surfing at 64 kilobits per second.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting used to that, learning HTML. That was my first introduction to the computers and that started my career in computers.
So hand coding HTML in Notepad.
Absolutely.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Fun times.
Yes. And so coding HTML, what, just for fun? Or were you making marketing websites for the cafe? Or what were you doing with these skills?
So I actually also studied Pascal, C++ and Unix programming as part of my A-levels.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of knew a little bit about programming. But then I was like creating websites that I gradually moved into the media. So I actually took a break from programming to video editing, 3D animations.
Okay.
Because my mathematics background helped me with 3D animations.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because you have to know physics to be able to...
It's all vectors.
Exactly. So, I mean, I was still using programming there also to do some scripting.
Yeah.
And then when I started my tourism company...
Hang on a minute. That's a bit of a side swipe. You suddenly tourism company.
Yes, because there was a lull in the fighting at one point in the 2000s.
Right.
And tourism suddenly boomed because Sri Lanka was a hot destination.
Well, yes.
We wanted to jump on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And the fastest way to do it was build your own website and put it on Google.
Right.
And I have built my own one overnight, published it.
Yeah.
And we started getting traffic.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, that was how I ended up in Romania as well. Through my travel company.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What, scouting the place out?
No, I met my boss. He came on holiday with us.
Okay. So the travel company. Yeah. Okay. Very, yeah. Interesting. And what was your weapon of choice for your 3D animation?
3D Studio Max.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there was also Maya, but I found 3D Studio Max to be easier to use. and the level of animation that we needed, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So then you moved, and then you started. Tell me more about the video editing part, because that sounds like it could have gotten glamorous.
Yes, so we were editing music videos, documentaries.
Music videos.
Yeah.
Oh, the most glamorous.
Yeah, and then, of course, commercials, a lot of commercials. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun, but it was also very tiring because in this industry, burning the midnight oil was kind of expected.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, even though you're only 25, it starts to take a toll. So it was fun, and then I kind of focused on my tourism business because it was booming, and kind of put the media thing on the back burner.
Right.
And then I met my boss, who said, "Hey," but at that moment, my wife and I had got Australian residency, so we were going to move to Australia.
Ah, okay.
In 2007.
And was this a long-term plan or just something that you thought, that sounds like fun?
Romania?
No, Australia.
Oh, Australia was going to be our permanent abode because, I mean, we really like the country. But then Romania kind of presented itself as, hey, my current boss said, would you like to come to Romania for a couple of years? I have this interesting project that I would like you to work on. And then I asked my wife, we're just newly married, would you like to move to Romania?
And she's like, no.
Yeah, I said,
yeah, maybe, who knows?
Well, what's there? I said, Dracula.
Yeah.
I said, no, okay, let's give it a go.
So the snakes in Australia or Dracula in Romania.
Exactly. So we picked we picked Romania for a couple of years, okay. And that was 16 years
and
ago.
And that turned into a bit more than a couple of years. Yeah, it's a familiar story.
Yeah.
Did you make music videos for any international acts? I mean, anyone, have I seen any of your videos?
No, it was all local artists and also mostly classical artists. So it was like classical music. And it was music videos for those types. So it was mm-hmm. more for local productions.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. It might be already getting time towards a second piece of music, you know?
Okay.
Already now. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna do this. Right, now then. Who might you have picked this for? It's not a question of why did you pick this. It's a question of who did you pick it for?
Yes, so I picked this piece because on Monday, my wife and I celebrated 18 years of Wedded Bliss together.
Mulz 90.
Mulzumesc. And this song is dedicated to my wife. She completes me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful to her for everything that she's been to me.
Very, as I always say when people celebrate their wedding, I say, way to go, lovebirds, and I play this.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations and celebrations.
And many more of those. So, Elvis Costello's version of She, not the original Charles Aznavour. Why?
I like the Notting Hill version. I'm a big fan of Notting Hill.
Okay.
I just love Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts.
And it came from that?
Yes.
Let's go. Let's listen quietly to this. I'd forgotten how good this version is, to be honest. He sings a beautiful song.
Much better, yeah.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. Smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Thank you. seem so happy in a crowd whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. Where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she. She. Oh, she.
It's quite the love song, isn't it?
It is.
Now, you're not expecting this, right? But how did you meet?
So we met at the church.
Right.
So I met her one Christmas day.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle and aunt knew my wife before. So I asked, then they asked me, what do you think of my wife? And I said, she's good looking. Can I ask her out? And she kept me waiting for 6 months.
Six whole months. Yes. Oh, cruelty.
And then she finally said yes.
Yeah.
And 1 year later, we were married.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Very nice. Good story. Okay. Thank you very much. Nice way to lead into a word from our sponsors.
Prin joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică românească la Radio Guerilla, venită pe filiera calității Carrefour, produse românești bune și responsabile din 2007. Act for Food. Te bucuri de tot ce e mai bun, asculți tot ce este mai bun.
Să iubim trandafirii. Ei sunt pe acest pământ un simbol al iubirii. Și totuși de-om uita să iubim trandafirii. Ei nu ne vor ierta clipele rătăcirii. Și pentru asta un destin nu e vinovat. De vină suntem doar noi amândoi. Este adevărat că sunt flori trecătoare. Surâsul lor curat niciodată nu moare. Să nu uităm nici când să iubim trandafirii. Ei sunt pe acest pământ un simbol al iubirii. Este adevărat că sunt flori trecătoare. Surâsul lor curat niciodată nu moare.
Prin în joi înșine, o zi întreagă de muzică românească la Radio Guerilla, venită pe filiera calității Carrefour, produse românești bune și responsabile din 2007. Act for Food. Te bucuri de tot ce e mai bun, asculți tot ce este mai bun.
Expat Life, powered by those beautiful people at Radio Guerilla.
Expat Life.
Chaotic. Quixotic.
Exotic.
And we're back, Expat Life, with Ruben Jaffas. Now, this is chaotic, quixotic, exotic. It's supposed to describe Romania, sometimes described to the guest. The story here is you came, this is the part of the story where you came here. Now, we've already sort of telegraphed it a little bit. You, with your travel company, one of your customers came to visit Sri Lanka, you met, and then this guy said, why don't you come here?
Yep.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
No context at all. It was just, why don't you come here?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, I have this opportunity for you, and he told me the opportunity, and it was pretty exciting.
To do what?
It was in telecommunications.
Okay.
So it was right up my alley. Mm-hmm. And so he said, yeah, I mean, I have this opportunity for you. Would you like to come and see how it is?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I mean, let me speak to my wife. I spoke to my wife, it's just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Said, okay, let's do it. So we applied for our visas, we got it. Well, I got my visa, my wife had to wait a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Romania, and and the rest is history, as they say.
And so you get to telecoms, what, for one of the big guys?
Yeah, so the company that I work for, Nobel, is one of the largest wholesale carriers of voice over IP traffic.
Uh-huh.
So we were the ones who were connecting, which make international calls that much cheaper now.
And this was, what year was this?
This was 2009.
Okay, I mean, it was exploding, that market right then.
It was. And it was a very good market.
Mm-hmm. The backbones were getting fast enough to handle it.
Exactly. And you still didn't have the all the different social media apps that have now changed the landscape.
So, but are you still supporting those kind of, I mean, because they could have just taken your market away completely, right?
Yes, but what we do now is we do enterprise contact center solutions. So we sell contact center solutions where if you go to a bank and you call them up, you have the voice, the IVRs,
yes,
and all of that. So mm-hmm. we've kind of moved into that, but we still do. We still have our backbones,
mm-hmm.
which kind of still transport a lot of traffic.
Right. Yeah, so you're behind Toby and Maria and George and all of those guys that we like to talk to. But you said you came here, you wrote down in your notes, so let's give it a try. Were you still imagining that in the long term you'd shoot down under?
Yes. I mean, up until 2012, when we had to make that decision, we were still here on the short term. But when we sat down and had that conversation, my wife and I, and we just had our daughter,
mm-hmm.
she was a few months old.
Right.
We kind of said, look, I mean, life has been good to us here.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we stay here and make a life of it? And then that was it.
Cool. Yeah. So that was, and this was when your you mentioned it earlier, you said the door to Australia closed in 2012.
Yes, so the door to Australia closed in at the end of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So we either had to go back or call it a day.
Right.
So we decided that Romania was the better place mm-hmm. to be.
Good.
And in hindsight, it's been wonderful to us. So yeah.
Nice. And you're still working with the same telecoms company that you came for in the beginning.
Yes,
so.
I'm still working for the same company. Mm-hmm. My roles have changed, and I'm still involved in the software part of it, which is what I originally came for. So we're still building software. We're still continuing to develop. So that keeps us busy and keeps me motivated.
Are you still cutting code, or do you have people to do that for you these days?
No, right now I'm basically in a management role.
Right.
I have a wonderful team of Romanians mm-hmm. who've been with me since 2010.
Right.
And we formed that inner circle, and now we hire from around, including from Ukraine. We have some very talented developers from Ukraine.
Right.
So we just continue to build code mm-hmm. supported by this group.
Don't you often find that you just need the excuse to build some code yourself?
Sometimes I like to go into the data center and pick on some of the servers, move some cables around just to keep myself happy.
I know
still,
the feeling.
I still do play around with the code at home.
Yeah.
But I'm I'm too rusty to go into production level.
All right. See, I've kind of gone full circle because I started as a coder. And of course, you become a good coder. You become a good at anything. And the company says, well, now you should be a manager. Well, I'm not a good manager. I'm a good coder. No, you're a manager now. You pay other people to do the coding for you.
Yes.
I've kind of come full circle because I'm
you're
doing
more, code again.
More and more code now. Oh, wow. And I'm loving it. Honestly. So when you're not writing, plugging bits of wires in data centers and managing your team of coders, and what did you do in your free time here in Romania?
So that's a good question. So my wife and I work out a lot, so we're into CrossFit and weightlifting.
CrossFit?
Yeah.
CrossFit. Now, it's very trendy, this, and I still don't entirely know what it is.
So basically, CrossFit is a combination of gymnastics, Olympic weightlifting. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, I can't do all of the gymnastics, as you can see. But it does feel good to be able to lift a barbell at 47.
Right.
And so we do a lot. And then, of course, with the kids who are into Taekwondo, we spend a lot of time traveling to tournaments and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, with our dog, Kobe, we spend time in the park.
Right.
And, of course, we love traveling around Romania. Romania is such a beautiful country.
Yes.
So we love traveling.
Favorite parts?
Favorite parts for me would be Maramureș in the spring when it's blooming.
Yes.
And then, of course, the eastern border with Serbia, with the Decebal statue.
See, that part I haven't been to. It's probably the only bit I haven't been to.
Beautiful over there. Yeah. Orsova, it's fabulous. I want to go back again soon.
What about Transylvania in the autumn?
I do like Transylvania in the autumn as well. I've driven those routes, especially the Transfiguration. Yeah. It's very beautiful over
there. You had no idea there could be so many different shades of yellow and brown and green.
True, true. Very, very beautiful, yeah. The only parts I haven't yet visited, which I have to, is go up to Oradea, Timișoara, and Iași.
Right.
They're on my bucket list.
Uh-huh. Taekwondo, you said, the kids are doing.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
How old are they?
So they're going to be 13 and 8 in a couple of weeks.
Ooh, okay, do they practice on each other at home?
They do. Yes.
Oh,
so it can get intense.
Yeah. This is the one with the sticks and the masks, isn't it?
No.
This is hang on a minute. Didn't want that happen. Sorry, go on.
This is the Korean martial art. They've been practicing it now diligently for almost 2 years. And now it's getting serious and they love the sport.
Right.
And we have a wonderful group of people who also practice the sport with Romanians.
Okay.
So we travel all around the country, visiting tournaments and just enjoying that, both the fellowship that we have with the other parents, as well as doing good in the sport, because Bucharest, there's only one Dojang, which does this form of Taekwondo in Bucharest.
Right. Okay. And do you get to, do you travel, is it only within Romania, or do you get to do international competitions?
So far, we've only been in Romania, but we have plans next year.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with our Dojang to visit the neighboring countries to see how our kids stack up in the international arena.
Right. It could be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Very, very, very much fun, yeah. And, excuse me. So, it's all about CrossFit and it's about, I see a lot of athletic and exercise-based things going on in your free time.
It does, because, I mean, for speaking very candidly, both my parents are diabetic. So, I mean, I have to make conscious effort to stay healthy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, when you came from Sri Lanka,
yes.
And on one hand, you had the ideas to go, I'm going to Australia, but then suddenly you didn't. You came here instead. Did it meet your expectations? What were your first impressions?
So, when we first came, it was in 2009. It was quite different. Mm-hmm. You only had a Mega Image for a few blocks.
I can see 5 out of my window now.
Right. I mean, they've sprung up like mushrooms.
Yeah.
Things were quite different. People would stop and stare at us, not knowing where we've come from. Some were appreciative, others were less, more skeptical.
Right.
But we kind of realized that, I mean, you go into, we realized that Romania has a lot to offer. There's a lot of opportunities. And that's why we decided to kind of stay on. And I mean, things have moved. Most of the things have moved in the positive direction, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a lot more green in the city.
Yeah.
Parking has got a lot better. Traffic has got worse.
Traffic is insane.
It has got insane right now.
Yeah. And look, parking's got better because of, now you have to pay for it.
Yes,
which makes a big difference.
Yes, it
and
does.
I'm all for it. I grew up in a, I always, I free parking was something magical to me because I grew up with, that was not an option ever, right, in the UK. So that's nice. Yeah, but also, now that we've got this recycling thing going on,
yes,
the city's a lot cleaner.
It is. It's
and
got
okay,
a lot
you've
cleaner.
Okay, you've got some poor guys who are collecting all the bottles and taking them to...
But I've seen them. I mean, it's a good source of... they make a lot of money at Kaufland and places recycling, yes. So
and why not? And if it improves the environment, I'm all for it.
Agreed.
Marvelous. You know what? It's time again. Piece of music.
Yep.
Is another fairly unmistakable. Tonight. Like that.
Yeah.
Why this one?
So this is dedicated to my kids. I just want to tell them, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Give it everything you've got. And the results will come.
And don't stop.
Exactly. Tonight. Don't stop now.
Gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So
don't stop me now. Having a good time.
Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, 200 degrees, just while they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed. Sonic man out of you. Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now. If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yeah. I'm a rocket ship on my way to Mars. On a collision course, I am a satellite. I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload like an atom bomb. But by the way,
explode.
I'm burning through the sky. Yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic woman of you. Sonic man out of you.
Stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
Have a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
Have a good time. I don't wanna stop at all.
Thought we'd hear all of that because it's I've forgotten how good it was.
Yeah.
Expat Life, made in Bucharest, Romania.
Heard all over the world.
Expat Life.
Next chapter.
Expat Life. Ruben Jathias. Now, this is what happens next, and we've got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, 2.5 to talk about what happens next. So, what happens next? You're not going to Australia. That's clearly off the cards now.
Right.
So, you're going to stay here?
We are.
Oh,
we've just bought our apartment last year.
Okay, so that's a commitment.
Yes. So we are committed to Romania. We really love it here. We've made really good friends over the years. We've been here. And yeah, we really like it. I mean, the kids are more Romanian than Sri Lankan.
Right.
So, I mean,
they grew up here, right?
Exactly.
They were born here. Yeah.
So it's life for us. Now, my next step is to apply for citizenship, which I have been lazy and not done yet.
Yeah, me too. It's next on my to-do list, but it's been next on my to-do list for 25 years.
Collecting the paperwork is a challenge,
yes.
But we have to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, just making a positive change in Romania. I mean, mm-hmm. helping all of the immigrants who are coming in now.
Right.
We have droves of them, and they need help and they need support.
Mm-hmm.
They play a crucial role to the economy of the country.
Yes.
And we just need to, people who've been here longer need to help them.
Nice. Yeah. Very good. So you're completely settled.
Oh, yeah. We're settled here.
cool. On that nice note, that's a nice way to just go out with, is there a connection between your philosophy on life and money for nothing?
Yeah, and the chicks for free.
Is your wife listening?
She's going to kill me now.
Didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you.
So, he does, I can see it in his eyes. So anyway, yes, it starts like this. Now, why did you choose this one to go out with?
So I've been a huge fan of the Dire Straits. And mm-hmm. this drum riff at the beginning, together with the guitar riff, is just...
Yeah. You mean
magic.
That?
To go, yes, exactly.
1980s gated drum sound.
And if you look at the music video for this... Yeah. The 3D animation, cutting edge at that time.
Primitive CGI.
Exactly.
Excellent, brilliant, yes. So anyway, I'm going to play the beginning again because I like that a lot.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, good. Thank you very much. We'll go out with Dire Straits. Thank you very much, Ruben Jayadas.
Thank you.
I think you might come back and tell us more because I like this conversation. This has been Expat Life.
Ideas.
Listen here, now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Listen again to this and previous shows. Find us at expatlife.ro.
Expat Life.
Emops, please.
Good night, everybody.
Pentru limba română, apasă 1.